Hello everyone, this is Brent Malone with the Grand Lake Outdoor Report in Grove, Oklahoma, brought to you by Honey Creek Outdoors. Man, the fishing is phenomenal as far as crappie, bass, catfish, the spoonbill, they're all just hitting, and it's a great time to get out and enjoy this weather. It has been a little windy the last few weeks, actually. Like, it seems like it's hard to even get a time to go out that you're not getting blown off the water, but we'll start with the crappie. I've been out quite a bit this last week, and I'm catching some fish that are in 30 foot of water, suspended 10 to 15 foot. Not necessarily a color issue. They are like in the black and chartreuse, Bobby Garlands, and Mr. Crappie. The Joker, Mr. Crappie Joker, worked real well for me this past 2 or 3 days. And now last night, which was Sunday, Easter Sunday, I caught some fish and went ahead and did some cast and dragging for them, throwing a Mr. Crappie curly tail, just a red and chartreuse. And I think the main thing that I'm really loving is the pro built jigs that we have here at the store. They've got the double bait keeper. These things were made by crappie fishermen, and they're a little bit more expensive on the front end as far as a jig head goes. But I'm telling you, as far as keeping your skirt and your rubber on your jig, I'm catching probably an average of 12 to 15 per skirt versus, you know, 2 or 3 hook sets or 4 or 5, you know, you lose your skirt. So I think on the back end, you're going to save a lot on rubber and jig skirts and things. And that's one thing that I really feel that is phenomenal about that pro built jig. And it seems to come through the brush the way the head design is a little bit better than some others. So guys, come in and check those out. You can buy them in a lot of places, but if you're down here on Grand Lake, check them out here at Honey Creek Outdoors. Also, as far as the bass fishing, they're spawning just as well as the crappie. You can go down the bank catching numbers of fish, a lot of 2 to 3 pounders. You got to do a little bit of something different to catch some big fish right now. But as far as coming down and catching 30 plus fish, Grand Lake is finally showing some bass numbers that have been tough, very tough year so far. We had a major shad kill. I know everybody's talked about it. The weather's up, down, windy, and it's been just crazy. But the bass are biting as well. Catfish, guys, shad sides, anything. I mean, they're eating as well. Shallow, they're catching a lot of them fish shallow, and the spoonbill are running. And I don't know what else to say, but if you want to go fishing on Grand Lake right now, it is on fire no matter what species you want. I actually seen some shad spawning this weekend as well up on the bank, which is a little bit early for what I've seen in the past, but the shad are even spawning. Guys, if you want to have a good time and enjoy just a good week or weekend or whatever, come down to Grand Lake and just go fishing. You can find some pay docks around here. Or whatever it is, go rent a boat. I'm telling you, it is the time to be down here. Guys, we want to thank you for tuning in. And if you have any questions, you can call the Chamber of Commerce. They're a great bunch of people down there that just always know what's going on here in Grand Lake. I appreciate it. Until next time, this is Brent Malone.